Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of What She Said. It has been a hot minute since I last recorded. The last episode was with Amanda Apiajay, and that was a great one, but it was way too long ago. Life got in the way. So I'm sitting down to really quickly record an episode for Podmas 2020. So I skipped last year because I had a baby in October, but I wanted to revive it this year because, well, it's been a holy bananas year and we all need some joy. So I guess I should reintroduce myself. I'm Lucy, Lucy Lucroft. I'm a freelance journalist and podcast producer based in Brighton, and I used to live in London for like 15 years. Let's recap then. So I created Podmas in 2017 for fun. I ran it the following year, 2018, and it was so simple. It's just a way to cut the perfectionism, just podcasts. No faffery, no editing, no jazziness, just simple audio daily. I did prompts back in the day, which people joined in with, and it became a bit of a niche little movement. But honestly, I cannot be bothered this year, so here we go. Today's episode is all about the tools that make my job easier. To contextualise, I am still a freelance journalist. However, my new full-time job and main source of income since I came back from mat leave in June is as a podcast producer. So for a handful of clients, I do varying degrees of the podcast process, from editing to consulting on the recording environment and giving bespoke advice to creating graphics and teasers for social media, as well as writing the show notes. I also do one-to-one troubleshooting calls where I help people deal with one particular aspect of podcasting, which is more of a kind of consulting, mentoring vibe, with some hands-on stuff as well. So basically, it's very different to being a jobbing journalist, and I think much harder in many ways. I love it way more, but I have to be far more disciplined and organised, which isn't really my natural state. So I've tried and tested lots of tools, and these are my faves. I wanted to share them along with a brief kind of description and explanation on what they are, because I think for all but one, they are completely transferable. And actually, I know many freelancers who use the same stuff. So let's go in with number one, Dropbox. So this is a cloud-based storage system. I've been using it for absolutely years. It's really great value for a heap of storage space. I have 2 terabytes, which is more than enough for me, bearing in mind that I have absolutely loads of quite big audio files, and actually loads and loads of raw photography. So it's actually, you know, so I've been using it for a really long time, and I have been paying for it for a really long time. And then in the big cost cutting of 2019, I decided to go down to a free Dropbox account, which was foolish. Anyway, I'm back onto the paid version. And it's become really, really clever over the years. I now have shared folders with my clients, which for me keeps email traffic to a minimum and keeps our files safe too. So instead of having to email them and say, oh, hey, I've uploaded the latest edited episode, there's a folder there. They can just check in with it on the day that they expect to have it, which is the same every week, roughly. The next one is Clockify. And this is a really new tool that I've started using, and it's for time tracking. So time tracking is invaluable as a freelancer. I found that after tracking my time, I was hugely underestimating how long tasks took me. They take me way longer. Because I get paid by time blocks, so I work in chunks of 10 hours. I have one client on 5 hours, but typically it's 10 hours. So miscalculating how long tasks are going to take is kind of the quickest way to lose money. And I just think it's a brilliant thing to do. It's really interesting. If you're like me and love analytics and reviewing and making things more productive, then you'll love Clockify. It's free as well. HelloSign. You probably know HelloSign. You've probably somebody else has probably sent you a contract this way, but this is where I store and send and sign my contracts. By the way, make sure you have contracts. It's free for a set amount of contracts each month. I can't remember how many, but then you have to pay after that. Trello. I think Trello is probably my favorite tool in the entire universe. I don't know what I honestly don't know how I lived before Trello. It's where I keep my meal plans, my cleaning schedules, everything in between. I learned how to use it through the amazing Amanda Apiaje, and I bought heaps of her templates to get me started. I highly recommend that you do this. It's great value and it'll change your life. She's an amazing teacher and the templates are varied and really, really good value. I think I paid, like 20 quid for a kind of bundle to start off with. And then I bought some more. It's really hard for me to explain it orally, as it were. But essentially, you set up boards for the genres of your life. So like cleaning, work, food, etc., etc. Then there's lists within the boards. So for the majority of my boards, I have days of the week. But in my client board, I have client lists. So I have a list for each client. Then cards within the list. So in my meal plan, for example, I have a list for every day of the week. And underneath those lists, I have two cards. I have one card for mine and Ollie's tea, and then I have one card for Edie and Anais's tea. But you could ostensibly have breakfast, lunch, dinner, all within each card of the week. It's free with paid options, and you can add the butler upgrade to help you automate things. And I think that's about £3 a month. This is what I do. It's brilliant. It's well worth the money. Last but not least, Calendly. You have probably almost certainly heard of Calendly. It's how I schedule calls simply. You create a specific event with a time, and you can even put questions for the person you're scheduling the call with, and you sync with your calendars to avoid clashing. Then you send it out to whoever needs it. So really the point of Calendly and why it's genius is that it cuts the kind of back and forth element of scheduling calls. To be honest, I've been using this for about 3 years, and I think the basic package, which I'm on, has zero frills and it's a bit overpriced. That's what I think. But I haven't yet found anything cheaper, and it really does the job. So that's it. Let me know your faves, and I will see you on Thursday.